Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live, where you're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Spent the first hour talking about a bunch of different things. We got a lot more to talk about here today. The Meltzer Driver in the last segment. It is the Young Bucks' new move. It is everything you could want in a pro wrestling move. There's a dude gets dropped on his head. There's a flip. There's everything here. And Mike, I was thinking about if somebody invented an Alvarez driver, what I would want it to be. And my idea is I would somehow want the Young Bucks to do some sort of flip into a chin lock. That's what I want my move to be.
That's what I'm trying to think of.
Or a headlock. Something really old school, but you also superfluously put a flip into it.
I want there to be a Semper Vivi driver, but it's got to be a move you can hit from the back.
There's got to be a move that involves like a hockey stick, right?
You know what? Yes. In fact, that was the O'Reilly driver last night to end the first fall, where they had a little ode to Toronto, and a hockey stick was broken for the Red Dragon to get the first pin. But yeah, I don't know how many flippy do's there be. Maybe some sort of tilt-a-whirl into a crucifix, or I have no idea.
So there's a new champion. Jay Briscoe won the title from Michael Elgin. And apparently there's a story here. I don't know the whole story, but I do know that Michael Elgin had, there'd been some heat on him. Part of it was due to an interview that he did where he talked about how he wanted to try out for Major League Baseball. And apparently he was also just, as I was told, generally a pain in the ass. And so they took the title off of him, and Jay Briscoe is the new champion. And what that means for Michael Elgin, I don't know. They did put over his wrestling school. He did talk about baseball, so I guess we can address that after the break, trying out for Major League Baseball. But a lot of stuff is going on, so stick around, everybody. More on that in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We are back on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794. XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We've been talking about the Ring of Honor I pay-per-view. We've been talking about all sorts of different topics here today. We are live every Sunday. And don't forget, if you are listening and you miss any portion of this show, not only can you check out a replay at WrestlingObserver.com after the show ends, but we are up every Monday morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So check us out there as well. And Mike, we were talking the Ring of Honor iPay-per-view, talking Michael Elgin no longer being the champion, and I guess trying to figure out what his future might hold. Any other thoughts on last night's pay-per-view? What was good, what was bad, in your opinion?
Elgin Briscoe was good, and it's, you know, being a resident of Sussex County, Delaware, there were shotguns being blasted all throughout the county in celebration of the fact that Jay Briscoe is bringing the title back home. And, you know, no matter how that match went, because it was a very big surprise, it seemed to be in the building that this was going to happen. And it was a late decision that got made, but it was either Jay Briscoe's streak of not being pinned in 2 years, which they keep pushing, you know, the fact he never lost that belt. He gave that belt up last year about, 80 days after he won the thing, when his contract ran out and he looked like he was going to be signing a developmental deal with WWE. And, you know, it was either he was going to lose to the world champion and lose the streak, or the streak continues. So they do have something built coming out of this, too, with Briscoe. And they teased the situation with Mike Bennett taking his old Rogue world title belt that he had when he first came back to the company. Jay Briscoe had when he first came back to the company that Matt Hardy had stolen. He has given it to Mike and Maria, who have made it the Love title. And Mark Briscoe came out to chase them off and say when his brother, you know, if his brother was not busy right now trying to get ready for this match, he'd be whipping your butts. And that's probably a direction they're going to go with a title defense. Makes perfect sense that way. Jay Lethal and Cedric Alexander for a fill in there was a very, very fun little match. Lethal got the victory and retains the title. The best thing probably outside of the main event was AJ Styles and Adam Cole, which was the match that they had before intermission. That was great. It was a great, great match. Everything that you would expect out of those two. Adam Cole, for at this point in his career, at his age, is just absolutely just an amazing, incredible wrestler. And AJ Styles, even though he's been banged up from working in Japan, you know, you really, if you didn't know that he was a step slower, odds are you would have never known it. And that was probably the best match on the show. Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian against Roderick Strong and Jimmy Jacobs was pretty good as well. Seemed to be a means to get to the Roderick Strong and his team of the decade, kind of splitting apart there, Adam Page and BJ Whitmer. Jimmy Jacobs had to play peacemaker between all those guys, so there's some obvious dissension there. Now, Daniels and Kazarian had this match because the decade interfered with their title match against Red Dragon in New York last month, so if Daniels and Kazarian are going to stay around, and hopefully that they do, they can be involved with either the Young Bucks or Red Dragon again, too, to kind of mix things up there. Talked about Mark Briscoe against Hansen. I think Briscoe got the win. That was the opener of the show. And then Ethan Gabriel Owens, Josh Alexander, the decade of Whitmer, and Adam Page, and Caprice Coleman, and Takaki Watanabe lost to Moose Ojinaka, former Atlanta Falcon and New England Patriot, and the amazing, inevitable R.D. Evans, whose streak is now 150-0, as he and Moose ended up getting the victory last night. So, yes, R.D. Evans, the longest, most important streak in professional wrestling right now, has pulled it out to 150.
You know what's funny is it's a pure comedy streak. And even though everybody in the Ring of Honor audience knows it's fake, they're now into it. And they've been chanting undefeated. And I think that one of the keys to the thing, one of the reasons that it works, is that even though the number is fake, he is undefeated since his supposed streak started. You know what I mean?
It's not like he's losing in a way and then claiming some sort of technicality. He's winning these matches.
Yes. This is not like when Sid had that streak in WCW. And if you recall correctly, he would it was an imaginary streak. I don't even know what their idea was. They were out of their minds at this point.
Eight victories a week, usually.
Yeah. At least Ring of Honor, they're doing it for comedy. But I'm pretty sure WCW was doing it for serious, for lack of a better term. But Sid would lose, and it would count as a win. Remember this?
Yes.
He would come out and beat up three men in an unofficial match, and it would count as four wins, not three, by the way.
Well,
four.
Yeah, the match. You know, it's like you get your show money, and then you know for each man defeated, you get another win.
That's right. So you know that was a complete waste of an idea because he wasn't even really winning. And they were padding the numbers. You know, when you're trying to do a serious streak, as soon as you pad the numbers, it's all over. And especially when you're padding the numbers and people know. I mean, again, the Sid streak was supposed to be legit. But this is not. But it's still working because the guy really is winning all of his matches. By hook or crook.
And this way, it was a hook and a crook as he ended up stealing the pin from... I think it was Ego after Moose came in. They hit a move, and it looked like he was going to get the pin, I think, on Adam Page. Ego was, and then Moose comes in, lays out Alexander, knocks him out of the ring, and in rolls R.D. Evans with this crucifix and hooks him and rolls him up and gets the victory, and celebrations are to be had by all, except for Tommaso Ciampa, who, this should be noted, at the end of the main event. Now, he had come out earlier in the show, and they had a situation at their last, iPay-per-view or event in Chicago, where he had come out and attacked the announcers, or at least jostled Kevin Kelly about. Carino had to save him. And then he ended up taking Bobby Cruz, the ring announcer, and drilling him with knees, storyline knocking him out and beating him down. And he came out early on this show out of the crowd, jumped out there. Cruz goes bailing out of the ring. He says he just wants to apologize. Nigel McGuinness comes out, cuts his mic off. And as this is going on, as kind of wacky as it is, because Ciampa's doing this, you know, crazed, you know, out of his mind lunatic thing. He always kind of had that anyway, but he's been pushed over the edge. Carino's selling this, and they're talking about how they just want him to get help. He tries to go up and talk to him just to see how he's doing every day. And even though it's kind of hokey, how Carino and Kelly were selling it was actually, I thought, really, really good. And then later on, after the show had ended, the Red Dragon had gone back to the back out of the ring, and they left the Young Bucks in the ring to get the admiration of the fans. Out jumped Tommaso Ciampa again and waylaid everybody, pulled the mat up in the corner to you know, which again showed people that maybe don't know what a wrestling ring is really like. He just undid it. Pulled up the top of the mat, the canvas on the mat, and shows one little mat there, pulls that up, and there's just wood. And that's all it was. And he did a neck breaker out of the corner on one of the Young Bucks, and that's where it cut. I know that he did a little bit more after that before they got him out of the ring. So I don't know what that means and where they're going to be going with him. But there's another guy down the line, possibly for Jay Briscoe, with you have two crazy men just going at it.
You know, going back to that Moose match very quickly, one of the things that I thought was so funny about it is Moose is a former football player. He's gigantic. He's very green. He's not terrible. He's just green. And he's he needs to work on his facial expressions, but he's okay. This is like the anti-ROH wrestler is what I'm trying to say here. But they built a match around this guy. They did a one of those train wreck spots that built to him doing a flip to the outside. And everybody starts chanting his name. And it was just funny because it's sort of like, this to me is proof that if you get a giant dude and you have him beat up a bunch of little dudes, it's always going to get over. It doesn't matter what promotion it's in. It doesn't matter where it's at. It always gets over. And this was proof to me because Moose is not a guy who should get over an ROH. But he did.
They're 911 in a way.
That's right. We'll talk about this more after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All right, we're back here on the show, everybody. Mike, I've made a command decision for the show going forward. Yes. I'm not going to do the giant plug of where we are and how you can listen to us anymore. Why bother? I've got the announcer guy does that after every break.
That's true, he does. I will point out, though, that it's football season. Many times on your regular Sirius radio, if you're listening to the car or something like that, Sirius Channel 92 will be taken up by a football game. But if you have Sirius anywhere, you can get us on the app. You can listen to us on TuneIn. You can stream it that way live. So never fear if you usually listen to us on Sirius and you have a concern over how you're going to be able to hear us again. Plenty of options, many of which are posted up at the WrestlingObserver.com website.
That's right. Let's cut out all of the superfluous high spots. We're not the Young Bucks here.
That's not the Young Bucks of audio.
That's right, with the Young Bucks of audio. By the way, how do you live is it Sussex County? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Sussex County. And that's where the Briscoes live, correct?
Yes.
How have you never run into these dudes? You must frequent the same bars.
Well, no. Well, they're on kind of one side of the county, and I'm on the other side of the county. I'm a little bit closer to the beach. There are a lot of us who have been transplanted here, even though I've been down here now a long time and consider myself kind of a Delawarean. I came from the D.C. area. Many people in my part of the county have come from Baltimore, have come from Washington. They've retired here. They've come down. And we're more towards this end where as you go out towards Briscoe country, you get a lot of farms, get a lot of chicken farming, get a lot of tobacco, get a lot of corn, all that. And as the further you go west, it gets a little bit different. And people stop sounding like I do. And it's not like I have great enunciation or a fantastic accent or anything. But the further you go out, the more it actually sounds like Jay and Mark.
Have you ever visited their chicken farm?
I have been around it. I don't know exactly where it is. And I don't see the one thing, too, about Sussex County as you go out that way, you don't want to be kind of messing around and just showing up on people's property because.
Oh, yes, you'll be shot.
They have plenty of weapons.
Yeah.
The Briscoes have plenty of weapons. I know that for sure, because at the before the Future of Honor 2 show that took place in July, they had Jay Lethal out there and Adam Cole, and there's pictures of them doing some trap shooting, or I hope it was trap shooting. I don't think they were shooting real people, but they have enough land where if they wanted to hide a body, they probably could. I don't think they would do such a thing, but you don't want to be messing around out there without knowing exactly where you're going to be.
Wait a second. The Briscoes and Adam Cole were shooting guns together?
I believe so. I think that's
Man.
Yeah.
It's killing kayfabe right there.
That's it. You know, you hate something like that. But then again, you know, you don't know. All you have to do with that, because look, Bill Watts, doesn't matter what a situation could be. If you have a good enough booker and a good enough mind, you can get yourself out of anything. And I could see Adam Cole saying he was just driving on this backcountry Delaware road trying to find where the Future of Honor show was going to take place. And somebody came and accosted him and said, damn it, boy, you look too pretty. You're going to come out here and we're going to make a man out of you. So he did all of that stuff under duress and was shooting those guns and getting himself smelling manure and things like that, which, by the way, the manure smell down here, it smells like money. That's what they always like to say, because that means farmers and things are going good and they're making money. So you could have that happen and you can get yourself out of it in some sort of creative way. Either that or have Rosa Mendez show up.
Oh, man. Listen, everybody, we got an update on Daniel Bryan. Apparently, his wife, Brie Bella, was doing some promotional work for this coming season of Total Divas, and they asked her about Daniel Bryan, and she said that doctors have decided that he does not need a second surgery, and so all he has to do is rehab, and they're hopeful that he might be back within 3 months. So that's good news. It says that she said that he is getting some strength back in his bad arm. And if that's the case, what is it, September, October, November, December? He could be back as a surprise for the Royal Rumble or even earlier. What would you do with him, Mike?
Not put Rey Mysterio in the spot again if he's going to be back at the Royal Rumble.
You know, we've talked about this before, but this is a very important thing to discuss here. Let's say that Daniel Bryan is ready to return by the Royal Rumble. They've already got a plan for WrestleMania.
Change it.
Really?
Change it. Here's why.
Well, let me say what the plan would be, and then you can explain how to change it. Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar for the WWE title. So Lesnar would retain the title through WrestleMania, and then you have Roman Reigns win the Royal Rumble and go on to face him at Mania. Now, the problem is, If you bring Daniel Bryan back at the Royal Rumble, if you put him in the Royal Rumble match, you are in big trouble. So my idea would be, why don't you just keep everything as is, and his big return at the Royal Rumble is not in the Royal Rumble match itself, but rather a match with him and Brock Lesnar for the title. You give him his title shot, and I hate to say it, but Brock's got to beat him clean in the middle. And then Roman Reigns can win the Royal Rumble without having to worry about people turning on him because Daniel Bryan is not in the match. Now, the one thing I will say before you go, Mike, is that per my scenario, if I were in charge, I would actually put the Royal Rumble on early. I would put it on before Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar. Because if you have the Lesnar-Bryan match go first, unless Brock completely destroys and kills the guy, you're still going to have people expecting Daniel Bryan to come out in the Royal Rumble, even if he's not even booked in it, like this past year when they turned on poor Ray. You know, Bryan was never supposed, and he had a match earlier in the show anyway, so why would he come out for the Royal Rumble? But they thought he was going to be out there. So to me, if you do this scenario, you've got to have Bryan and Brock go on after the Royal Rumble. So now what are your thoughts?
You know what? That's a good one, and I would be all for that. If he came out at the beginning of the show, Paul Heyman's out there saying, well, you know, Brock doesn't have an opponent, and you're paying for the network, and you're not even getting to see Brock defend the title. And Bryan comes out there, and then, you know, before the Royal Rumble even, you have Bryan and Reigns pass each other in the back. Even if Bryan doesn't win, maybe they shake hands or something like that, and then the Rumble goes on. Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. To me, if you can negotiate something with Brock Lesnar where you know you can get him back for WrestleMania 2 years from now, forget about next year, 2 years from now, Bryan comes back at the Royal Rumble if he's ready. And again, if Reigns is so hot and is, you know, people are behind him winning the Royal Rumble and going on and facing Brock at WrestleMania, great. You know, then come up with a different opponent for Bryan coming back, you know, and do a situation where he's not in the Rumble match. But I would say put him in the Rumble match, have him win, go to WrestleMania, have him lose. You know, this is his big match back. He's been training, all that sort of stuff. Because Brock Lesnar just beat The Undertaker last year. To me, I would try to get as much big match value out of Brock. And granted, they have not done this in the entire time that they have had him. But you got a new page now. It's possible that you could do this. Go ahead and have that happen. And have, you know, either have Bryan beat him at WrestleMania or have Bryan lose. Because to me, you can bring back a guy for Roman Reigns. You can put him in a match against a monster or something like that, or something exciting where The Rock is in his corner. I mean, there's a possibility he could go into the Hall of Fame this year. There's something you could do where you will still protect and keep Roman Reigns and make people happy having him out there. That, to me, I could absolutely – to me, that's a scenario I think would work fine, because as it stands right now, I know what people would do for Daniel Bryan winning the Royal Rumble and him going, especially after last year, and him going on and facing Brock, win or lose at WrestleMania. To me, that would be a big thing. You know, with Roman Reigns right now, people are kind of for it, but there's still a lot of people that are pushing back, and there's a lot of people, frankly, that are looking for a reason to push back on him. To me, if he's not there yet, go ahead and go with Daniel Bryan, because you know what you're going to get out of that, and you know it's going to be big doings. I mean, look at the lead-up they had. They can't, you know, duplicate that documentary that they had for Daniel Bryan this year. But they could certainly do something with the health and condition that he's been in and how long of a year that it's been. You could do something like that and get a lot of attention for it again by doing that at the Rumble. Whatever happens, though, you just can't have a Lex Luger, Bret Hart type of situation where you have Reigns and Bryan, you know, stepping on each other's toes. They have got to be, to me, you know, united when it comes to guys running out and breaking up a fight in a main event or something like that, but not, you know, so intertwined with each other where people have to decide that who they're going to like more, because that's not going to help Roman Reigns at all.
If it were not for how behind Roman Reigns they are, if there were no Roman Reigns right now, or if they weren't planning on having him be the next big guy, and you wanted to do Bryan versus Brock at WrestleMania, I mean, you could do the easy story of he comes back in like December, and he says that, you know, I've been off for a long time. I had neck surgery. I had elbow surgery, and quite frankly, I am owed a WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. However, I don't feel that I am ready for Brock Lesnar right now. But what I'm going to do is I am going to enter the Royal Rumble. And if I can outlast all 30 of these men and win this Royal Rumble, then I feel I will be ready for Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. And you could do an easy storyline like that where he's got to win his way through the Rumble. And even though it would be obvious, that's fine. There are a lot of storylines where people know where it's going and you deliver it and they're happy. I think that would be, it's not what they do is the problem. You know, they don't have a guy coming back and he's coming off an injury and he's not at 100%. That's not the kind of storyline that they do. But I think that it would be a fun little storyline. And, you know, you could do Brock versus, I don't know, whoever at Royal Rumble. Or, as I've noted before, Brock doesn't have to work every pay-per-view. You should be able to come up with some matches where you don't need Brock on pay-per-view, so he's still like a special attraction. You could do Daniel Bryan winning the Royal Rumble, and then the Elimination Chamber match. You do Daniel Bryan versus Kane, so Daniel Bryan can get his revenge as a warm-up match, and Brock doesn't even have to be on that show. There are a lot of ways you can go, but I don't expect him to do it because of where they want to go with Roman Reigns, and I just don't think they're going to change their mind on that storyline. We'll get your thoughts on this when we come back from the break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, what's your lines? How much you put on a game?
Well, I use TomBartonSports.com, and he doesn't ask how much money I put on games. Just puts the winners on the website, and I manage my own money.
You know I'm the best in the business.
Best in the business? Funny, because TomBartonSports.com just won the 2013 National Handicappers Contest for Best Handicapper in the country, and also won the College Bowl Contest for Best Winning Percentage for College Football. What have you won?
Well, I offer the best price.
Can you beat TomBartonSports.com's price of $99.95 for 30 days of service? No commission, no upgrades, and no extra fees ever? I didn't think so. The rest can talk a good game, but TomBartonSports.com has the awards and reputation to make the scandicappers go silent. So this year, go with TomBartonSports.com and pay for 30 days of service for what they are charging for just one game.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday. Didn't I say I wasn't going to do this? Well, I'm doing it anyway. Every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Later on tonight, it is the debut of Total Divas on E! Myself and Vinny are going to be back only for subscribers. We're going to be talking a number of different shows. I am trying to get my buddy Wang on to review Total Divas with us. That would only be fitting. But otherwise, Vinny and I are going to be reviewing the Ring of Honor iPay-Per-View in great detail. We'll be talking about this past Friday's SmackDown. And we're going to be talking about NXT, which is important because NXT has TakeOver 2 coming up this Thursday. Mike, are you excited for TakeOver 2?
I am happy about TakeOver 2, although I really wish the Charlotte and what is my girl's name?
Bailey?
The Pixie Dust and...
Oh, Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, I wish that match could have been on there because, you know, I think Alexa Bliss needs as many high-profile appearances as she could possibly get. She's pretty. Just for that reason. I mean, she's green, but you know what? A green Muso Tanaka, a green Alexa Bliss, we're all winners here, right?
I think so. I'm a big fan.
Who would you rather see, Alexa Bliss or The Ascension?
Oh, for sure, Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss or CJ Parker?
Oh, God, Alexa Bliss. This isn't even fair.
Well.
You should say, like, Alexa Bliss or Sami Zayn, because then it's like, that's a little harder.
Alexa Bliss or Bo Dallas?
Oh, God, Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Not even close.
Bo leaving tonight.
Yeah, you're going to be Bo leaving tonight. You're not going to Bo leave. You went to watch that match.
That's true.
Who's he wrestling again?
As I believe in Hampton last night, he faced off against Dolph Ziggler. So
Bo Dallas and Dolph Ziggler.
Got Damian Mizdow against Adam Rose. Again, Fandango, R-Truth. Ascension, Kofi, Big E. Kidd and Rollins and Reigns are both looking excellent right now.
Did you go over this whole card earlier in the show and I just wasn't listening?
That's pretty much, yeah.
Because now that I'm really thinking about it, this sounds terrible.
And I don't know.
Now run over that card again in case anyone else wasn't paying attention. Go over these matches one by one.
Okay. I'm going to try to pull up the results from last night so I have all of them here because I would believe that there were more matches than this. But the main event for the current tour that's going on is Seth Rollins against Roman Reigns. You have Sami Zayn against
Tyson Kidd. One at a time. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns.
Yes.
That probably will be a very good match. So yeah. That's good.
You have Sami Zayn against Tyson Kidd.
That should be awesome. I do remember you talking about that one. I would be excited about that one as well.
There is a little bit of bad news with that, as when a lot of times they'll bring guys up where people are not – you can always tell they're not fans of NXT or fans of other promotions because apparently there were some people chanting boring last night in Hampton. I don't know how many there were.
Man.
Hopefully there were not too many. But hopefully the crowd in Salisbury tonight has got a little bit more sense. The Ascension – against Kofi and Big E and the Ascension have been on the cusp of being brought up how many times now?
Many, actually.
Yeah,
the
ton.
Ascension versus Kofi and
Big E with Xavier Woods in their corner.
Oh my God! Yeah, I remember you talking about that. But as I start to actually think about the match, it's like wow.
You got Damian Mizdow against Adam Rose.
A main event anywhere in this country.
Don't know if there's going to be a Ho train or Rose train. What do they call it? The Rose Buds. Not sure how that's going to work.
Rose
with the
Rose Buds, yeah.
People coming out. you have Nikki, Cameron, and Alicia against Brie, Eva Marie, and Naomi. And because I have really
okay,
good
hold on. Read those.
This,
read those again. Nikki.
Nikki Bella.
Okay.
Along with Cameron.
Okay.
And Alicia.
That's not too bad.
Against Brie Bella.
Okay.
Naomi.
Okay.
And Eva Marie.
Oh, man. If it weren't for Eva Marie, that might be a decent match.
I got really good seats, so at least I'll be able to watch some really good seats, at least in this match.
Physically,
yes.
Eva Marie is something else.
I'm looking forward to Naomi and Cameron.
But unfortunately, have you ever seen Naomi in person?
No, I have not.
All right, let me tell you something. I went to Vegas. This is not where it's going, where it sounds like it's going, by the way. I went to Vegas for the WWE Network announcement, and they had several WWE superstars there to greet the people. They had the great Khali. who just looked absolutely miserable having to stand around the whole time. They had Alberto Del Rio because he is a handsome Hispanic man. They had Mark Henry because he's absolutely gigantic. And then, of course, they had the two girls, Naomi and Cameron. And Naomi was wearing like this gold dress. I'll never forget this, by the way. sound like a creeper, but this was by design, obviously, by WWE. She looks like a cartoon character. It was the I felt like I was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and I was a human being, and there was this cartoon, this comically drawn cartoon character there. It's like nothing you've ever seen, Mike. You were in for a treat tonight.
These girls are thick to death, and I'm looking forward to that. What I'm not looking forward to, Fandango against R-Truth. No women, I believe, come out with Fandango.
I'm astonished that this match is on the card.
Apparently, it's the opener of the show.
Actually, you know what? In the ring, that's probably going to be a fine match, but nobody is going to... Well, I shouldn't say that. It's the opener. You know
and
what?
Again, yeah, if they're only going 4 minutes, I mean, R-Truth is...
Oh, they won't go 4 minutes. They'll go 8 or 9.
So, again, R-Truth is criminally underrated. You know, Fandango, again, it's going to have to be a lot of comedy, I think, to keep people involved, obviously, especially when there's no Summer Rae or anybody hanging out at ringside as well. And then Big Show against Rusev, which I guess is the semi-main event of the show there.
You know, the R-Truth Fandango match, I mean, one would dread it because it sounds like a match that they would put on TV in the middle of the third hour and everybody would be bored and you would be falling asleep. But in real life, they're both very good workers. And if you put them in the opener of a house show, the crowd's going to be hot. I'll bet you, Mike, that is the third best match of the evening.
Okay, I'll take you up on that. Well, now I have a question for you. Now, hearing those matches, I'm now going to read the card that was in Dayton, Ohio last night. These people will be moving on to the campus of Penn State University, it's State College, Pennsylvania, before all of this ends up in Baltimore on Raw tomorrow night with Jerry Springer hosting. The opening match of that is Goldust and Stardust against Los Matadores with El Torito.
Okay, not bad.
NXT champion Aaron Neville against Tyler Breeze.
Probably pretty good.
Sin Cara and Slater.
By the way, that's an NXT championship match, everybody.
Yes. Sin Cara. And by the way, Dolph Ziggler's title will be on the line, too. So I don't know. Again, they do this often on the house shows. Sin Cara and Slater Gator came out. And I guess they had some sort of – they have a contest. They have some sort of app choosing deal or something like that where it ended up being – you got to choose who Sin Cara's opponent was going to be, and they chose Titus O'Neil. And Sin Cara ended up winning that one. We'll see what happens tonight. You have the U.S. title match between Sheamus and Cesaro.
That'd probably be pretty good. You're going to the wrong show, apparently.
I know. I'm getting the B show. They're getting the A show out there. Apparently, that was the match of the night last night. No surprise there. That was followed up by Paige defending the Divas Championship against Natalya.
That's pretty good.
You have a lot of lateral movement in this next match. You have the Great Khali and the Usos, both with bad knees, against the entire Wyatt family.
I could miss that one.
The main event, John Cena against Kane in a street fight.
Oh, man. So maybe you did. Your main event's going to be better than their main event.
I think so, too. And again, it's, you know what? It's not an awful card, again, with the people that are on Rollins, Reigns, Zayn, and Kidd. Obviously, and like you said, Fandango or R-Truth, and Ziggler, Bo Dallas, who knows? I haven't seen Bo Dallas live yet, so maybe, maybe something could happen there. I don't know.
If this were a pay-per-view match, I think that John Cena and Kane probably would be like a pretty, really good match, actually.
Where is Jack Swagger?
I don't know, at home.
I was going to say, what, deemed too dangerous to drive? I mean, I wonder what he's doing right now. And no Mark Henry either, getting showing Rusev instead of Henry and Rusev.
Well, Mark Henry is in the middle of two feuds, so I'm sure he's at home doing intense training to get ready for those.
I would hope so.
Yeah, NXT TakeOver, I'm very excited about that. Raw is tomorrow. As noted, it can't be worse than last week. That's all I got to say about that. Last week's show was just an atrocious show. The top to bottom. I mean, was there anything good on last week's show?
Yeah, the little logo coming up at the end saying that they're going to be ending and the show ended. I mean, really, it was bad from top to bottom. There are so many plot holes. There was just, and maybe all the attention is on this week because of Monday Night Football and technically this being the season premiere because we're into September and, you know, everything's supposed to be fresh and new. And they just, it was like that Christmas show, you know, a couple of years ago with Del Rio hit Santa Claus after they'd already turned him face. And it was just, poor planning, just not thinking things through, you know, a convoluted, just nothing, none of it was good. I mean, honest to God, I'm trying to think of something even there was, you know, kind of funny or something like that. And there wasn't even that. It was just, you're due to have a bad show. And granted, it is up to you to make sure that doesn't happen, but you're due to have a bad one. They were, I guess, due to have an awful one because there was really no redeeming value to it whatsoever. It was that bad.
Well, let's look at this Nine of Champions card here. This is coming up on September 21st from the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. We've got, obviously, Brock Lesnar versus John Cena is the main event for the World Heavyweight title. We've got Sheamus versus Cesaro for the U.S. title, Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title, Paige versus AJ versus Nikki in a triple threat for the Divas title, Mark Henry versus Rusev in a singles match, and the Usos against Goldust and Stardust for the tag team titles. And I think that's fixing to be not a bad show in the ring, actually. Although I am sad that your main girl, Eva Marie, got, you know, she got locked out of this Divas title match. She deserves a shot.
That's, you really are on this hard about the fact that she was picking up a couple wins there, which, come on.
She got two wins in a row over the champion.
Like wins and losses do not matter, Brian.
Two wins in a row over the champion should give you a championship match, in my opinion.
And she doesn't look as bad as Rosa, which I tell you is amazing.
Well,
yeah, it's a...
When
Taryn Terrell, now granted... Gail Kim has been the underrated MVP of that promotion for the last 2 years. I mean, just look at the matches she's had with people, especially Taryn Terrell, that they had a bunkhouse match or whatever it was last year that was surprisingly good. But, you know, when Tiffany is better than some of your women's division, granted, not better than Cameron, or I mean, not better than Naomi, not better than Natalya, obviously, but I will take her over Eva Marie.
I don't want to downplay Tiffany because she has gotten a lot better. But she's all about taking these crazy bumps.
Crazy girl.
Yeah. If you watch the matches that were very good that she was involved in, they all involved taking crazy bumps. But if you actually watch the meat and potatoes of the match between that, they're really not very good. I know she's your girl, Mike, but...
I've seen her meat and potatoes, and I don't think it's as bad as you're saying.
Wow. All right, everybody, we're going to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the show. We'll talk a little bit more about Night of Champions and whatever else is going on. So stick around, everybody. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All right, we're back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. As noted, tomorrow is Raw, and also as noted, it can't be much worse. Night of Champions is, it looks like, 2 weeks away. So this will not be the go-home show tomorrow. I guess we'll see what they do. I don't have any sort of preview for Raw at this point. Actually, I do. They've got Jericho Wyatt in a cage match. And I believe Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. Is that correct?
Not quite sure. I haven't pulled it up yet.
No, they plugged it on the show last week.
I was on Twitter. That's where, yeah, I tell you, there's where something has become very valuable. Twitter during bad wrestling nights. If you're going to stay involved in it, sometimes you need a little help from your friends, and you will find that on Twitter.
That's right. So the idea that they're doing Jericho and Wyatt in a cage match suggests to me that they're not going to be doing that match at Night of Champions. So I figured it would be a three-match series, but I guess the blow-off will be in the cage, and Bray Wyatt should win.
And look, and fair enough, I didn't forget about how the WWE buried Bray Wyatt and everything. This feud, for whatever reason, has not clicked and resonated with everybody. You might as well let it roll out and take advantage of Jericho and take advantage of Bray Wyatt doing something else.
So that is tomorrow on Raw. And of course, as noted, we're going to be back later on tonight. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll be doing a Total Divas review. And in addition to that, we've got the Ring of Honor iPay-Per-View, which was a very good show. If you want to check it out, it's available on the ROH website as well as Ustream. So head up there and check that one out. Also, tonight we'll be talking the SmackDown show. Probably talked a little bit about various things as well, so it should be a good time. You can sign up today and get full access to all of these shows for just $9.99 for a long-term subscription. So again, if you like this show and you're not going to get to hear it again until next Sunday, sign up, and you're going to hear it again tonight. I want to thank Mike, as always. I want to thank all of the folks at Sports Byline USA, all of you listening here tonight. We will be back in 7 days with a brand new live show. So until then, thanks, everybody, for listening. Check out Raw tomorrow night. Check out the Brian and Vinny show later.